Back to our new items with a slight sporting bias, but hopefully enough human interest to hold the attention of all our listeners. For instance, whilst we hear a report of the most recent Norwich football match, we also hear that the young goalkeeper has been diagnosed with cancer and is to undergo treatment. There's a free football coaching available at a Norwich school, whilst another new local school is still waiting for the provision of playing fields. Netball gets a look in with a national award for a local coach. Josh Sargent's open goal gaffe marred an outstanding performance from the striker, insisted Daniel Fark, in Norwich City's 0-0 Premier League draw against Brighton. The Canaries picked up a second consecutive point with a clean sheet, but that hunt for an elusive First League win now rolls onto Champions League winners Chelsea this weekend. Sargent fluffed his first half attempt to slot into an empty net from just outside the box after Brighton's keeper, Robert Sanchez, went walkabout. "He knows better than anyone else he should score that scene," said his head coach Fark. "To be honest, he is probably the most disappointed guy in the whole dressing room because he knows he should score. Then Brighton have to open up more, so it was a key moment. An empty goal, and he underestimated the situation. He had a chance to take another touch to put the ball easily into the net." Timu also had good situations. "On this level, we should score one or two goals."
Norwich City's highly rated young keeper, Dan Barden, has been diagnosed with testicular cancer. Barden will now spend a period of time away from the game as he continues with a closely monitored treatment programme. "It has been a very difficult and challenging period, but the support of my family, friends and colleagues has helped me to get through the last few weeks," he said, quoted on the city's official site. "I can't thank the medical departments at both the Norwich and Livingston enough, as well as everyone at the Royal Marsden Hospital. The speed at which everything has moved has been crazy, but everyone has been absolutely brilliant with me. Both Daniel Fark and the Livingston manager, David Martindale, have been very supportive." City sporting director Stuart Webber added, "The thoughts of all connected with the Canaries are with Barden and his family." Barden impressed during Norwich City's championship title winning triumph last season, after being thrust into emergency service due to illness and injury, to Tom Crowell and Michael McGovern.
City kids are being offered free football coaching thanks to a county first academy based at a Norwich school. And former Canaries star Wes Houlihan was at the grand opening to mark the occasion. The new initiative from Improtec Soccer and City Academy Norwich will see training sessions take place before, during and after school hours. The programme is led by a team of coaches with a track record of success, all with a UEAFA Pro licence standard to their name. The groundbreaking model at City Academy will see pupils receive 10 hours of free coaching from the team. The school believes that this allows for a balanced academic week with core subjects not impacted by the launch. And joining former Norwich City star Mr. Houlihan was former Manchester City player Stephen Elliott. Mr. Elliott said, "Improtec are excited about the prospect of forging a long-term partnership with a school synonymous with innovation, sporting success and academic achievement. The programme will give talented footballers from the local and wider community the opportunity to develop."
Frustrated children at a new school are still without a field to play on 2 years after workers left the site. The brand new White House Farm Primary School opened in September 2019 in the Manor Park estate. There are approximately 80 pupils in the Mallard Way School. The Evening News was contacted by a parent who did not wish to be identified, who said the contractor left the grass in a poor condition with stones all over the place, rendering it unusable for kids. Norfolk County Council is responsible for the playing field and its contractor, Kier, is carrying out the work. The new school is a fabulous building with great facilities and has made a great start.
A Norwich woman has won the UK Coaching Hero Award. Karen Webb, 46, one of 500 nominees, 75 on the shortlist and 25 final winners of the award. Over 65,000 people voted. Mrs. Webb, who is head coach for Norfolk and Norwich Netball, said, "It's just mind-blowing. It's phenomenal. Being nominated alone was so lovely." The coach has been playing netball her whole life and has been coaching since she was 18, becoming the head coach in 2010. She was nominated by one of her athletes' parents after she opened up sessions to families during lockdown. "We have four sessions a week with 70 to 80 people coming to each one. It gave me a sense of purpose and focus and camaraderie." Mrs. Webb was given the award by the Princess Royal, which she called an incredible, surreal and once-in-a-lifetime moment.